For KZYX News, this is Alicia Bales. On Saturday, July 6th, the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians hosted their 22nd annual Big Time celebration at Coyote Valley Rancheria in Redwood Valley. Melinda Hunter was one of the organizers of the event.
My name is Melinda Hunter. I'm with the Coyote Valley Tribe. I'm also an elected tribal council member. So today is our big time celebration that we do annually. And from what I remember, my mom, who was a former chairwoman of the tribe, and this is one of our ways to give back. And so we have a celebration and we invite all our local tribal dancers from like Lake, Mendo, Sonoma County tribes and stuff. And we just celebrate, provide food. It's just a way also to give back to the community and to our tribal members and to bring families closer together.
So how long have you been doing it?
This is, I think, our 22nd annual.
What's going to happen today? I've seen some dancers. What else is going on?
Well, in our little dance area here, we'll just have all the local tribes dancing one after the other. That's pretty much it over here. We also have a hand game tournament, so it's a traditional gambling game, and that's like a big family gambling game too. So we have people from all over that come, different tribes and stuff, and that's over in our gymnasium, so that takes place. And then just all the vendor booths and things and jumpers for kids, and then a traditional salmon dinner with fry bread and all the fixings.
And who's here today? What other tribes have come?
We have 7 dance groups. So Little River Band, they're from Red Valley, Sonoma County Dance Group, Hopland Dance Group, Coyote Valley Dance Group, Northern Coastal Dance Group, Potwin Dance Group, they're like Elam, Grindstone Family, and then of course the Round Valley Feather Dancers are closing it out.
My grandmother started this a long time ago, and she's passed, so we've been continuing her tradition.
Michael Hunter is the tribal chairman of the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians.
Well, first and foremost, it's continuing the traditions that my grandmother started, you know, and my uncles and my aunts. Second of all, it's just, you know, to bring appreciation to our community, our surrounding community as well, and also sharing our culture, you know, to non-Indians as well. That's big for us. We want people to know that we still exist. A lot of people don't know that Native Americans just exist. I went back to college to finish, and I was taking Native American studies, and they're still teaching primitive, and it's almost as if we don't exist today, and they're still teaching about the Sioux, the Apache, and they don't realize that they have more Pomo tribes in their area than any other place in the United States. But, you know, they're taught 20 years ago, so they're still teaching what they were learned 20 years ago. We don't understand how tribes are a part of California, and yet we're looked at as if we're a sovereign nation only when it comes to helping us build infrastructure. But when it comes to sovereignty, when it's in our favor, in the tribe's favor, all of a sudden it's a battle. I've never understood it, but we've been battling it since we were at Lake Mendocino when we terminated in the 50s. We went and filed a lawsuit, Eddie Knight, and we got our land back in the mid-70s, 79, I believe, and we've been building since. We're not making profit. We're making a community better. And Coyote Valley is a great example of how to start from infrastructure, from water, waste, electricity, internet, you know, Wi-Fi, everything. We had to do all of that, build from the bottom up. It took us 5 years just to get that done and ready to go. After that, we won after the low-income housing tax credits. It took us 2 years, and then we built 9 elder homes. We built in 21 homes for our other family members. And then the casino and the hotel with new market tax credits. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we're innovative. I just know we're aggressive, you know, very, very aggressive. And we're not done. By the time we're done here, we'll build more homes for our people. We'll have probably the largest park in the county. It's going to be a splash park. And, yeah, we'll have a basketball court on it. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's going to be great. And it'll be able to go along with our big time that we're having here today so the kids could play and do the thing. Yeah, we're so excited. I know. It's so exciting.
Yurok Tribal Elder Susie Long traveled all the way from her home on the Klamath River in Humboldt County to attend the big time celebration at Coyote Valley this weekend.
My name is Susie Long. I'm a Yurok Tribal member. The reason I came down, a couple of reasons why I came down, because Julie, who made your fry bread, is my niece. And then the other part of it is my grandson, John, came down to cook the salmon, get the salmon and cook the salmon for the people down here. cooks it around the fire, open fire on sticks.
The salmon that we ate today, is that from Klamath?
No, unfortunately it wasn't. But I've always been interested in their method or ways that they celebrate, because we do the same thing here, our people do. I hear them singing, and I say, I didn't have nursery rhymes. I had my dad and my uncle singing songs in the native tongue. So that's what I hear. And I say, when I pray a lot. When I pray in my heart, I can hear those old songs from those people. And they were songs of love, love for their people. They were praying for their people. And that's what all of this is about, is prayers for our people. And unfortunately, a lot of it was taken away from us. But inch by inch, every tribe is coming back and bringing it back.
For KZYX and Z, I'm Alicia Bales.